Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of...
Pickleball.
No. No. What the hell?
What the hell?
Pickleball.
Oh, yeah.
That. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about pickleball, but welcome to What the Hell. And you know, pickleball is one of these games that just kind of came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden it's kind of like everywhere. And I find it interesting. I have a lot of friends that play this game, and I've tried it myself, actually. Let's go around the room, introduce yourselves. Let's start with Bill.
Bill Green, CEO of Sports Tutor. We make a pickleball machine.
James Nakapin, I'm a service manager at Sports Tutor.
And I'm Peter Martinez. I'm head of international sales.
And you and Mr. Nakapin play pickleball.
Yes, we do.
We do.
You play it. You play it with regularity.
Yes.
Yes.
And so, James, tell me what is it about pickleball you like?
Well, you know, it's kind of similar to ping pong, which is my background in ping pong. So, and give me a lot of exercise. It's really pretty fun game. Very fast paced. If you do a single.
It's like ping pong, though, because of the paddles.
Exactly.
Not because of the ball.
But also the
way. And not because of the table.
But also the way you hit the ball, you use a lot of slice, which is I do a lot in ping pong. And, you know, I picked up pretty fast.
So. Yeah. But you'll slice being like putting English on the ball. You'll slice that paddle in a way to give a spin to that ball.
To add the spin to the ball, yes.
Now, you're a tennis player, right?
That is correct.
And so how did that get you into pickleball?
Basically, I like pickleball because it's a lot easier for the health. It's great exercise. It's low-impact sport. And when I'm playing at the park, I'm meeting a lot of new people, making new friends, because it's a very social event.
I like to joke that being Jewish and all, that I play kosher pickleball, is it dill pickleball? I'm not sure which it is, but I tried my hand at it. It's not that easy. It's really not that simple, you know, Bill. I felt like I wasn't in shape, although I could get in shape, and I didn't really understand the game completely. Although I could learn how to play the game well. So why don't we start off by explaining to people what is this game? What are the rules? How do you play?
Okay, pickleball is a combination of tennis, badminton, and ping pong. You play it on a badminton-sized court, but with a tennis-high net. And you can play either singles or doubles, just like you can in badminton or tennis or ping pong. And the rules are most similar to tennis. Serve, returning. The biggest difference in pickleball is there's this area called the kitchen, where you're not allowed to go into. It's about six feet away from the net on both sides. They do that so that people can't come in and smash the ball away. It makes for longer points and a lot more strategy because you see a lot of dinks in pickleball. Dink, 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 and all of a sudden someone gets a little high and someone will take it off and you'll see some incredible rallies.
Is the scoring like tennis?
Very, very, very. The scoring's more like badminton. So it's usually play to 11 and first one to win by two. So
okay, so translate that. How does that work? In other words, I'm playing you.
Okay, I serve.
I hit.
You hit.
You hit back.
I hit back.
I hit back.
Until
I'm bored.
Until then I'll just put the ball away.
Okay.
Point for me.
Okay, so I mess up and you get a point.
Right.
And so it's a 1 point at a time.
1 point at a time.
And you get to 11 points, and if somebody is 2 points ahead of the other person, they win.
Yeah, you have to be 2 points ahead.
How did this happen? Who made this game up?
It was a guy in Washington State, and he did it for his kids. They were kind of young at the time, and they didn't have a tennis court around, and he thought it would be much easier for them to learn something else. So he literally took, at the time, wood tennis rackets. He sawed off a handle and put some tape on it, and he let his kids hit in the backyard. He put a little net up, and that's kind of how it started. And that's even how the name happened. The kids would be playing, and their dog Pickles would sometimes take the ball away, so they named it Pickleball.
Is that true, or is that a myth?
It's actually true.
Is it true? Because it sounds like a myth. It sounds like a dog named Pickles. Come on, really?
I don't think you can make that up.
I don't know. Being a newsman, I'm a skeptic, right? But I like the story. It's a good story. I'm going to believe that you're right, that it's true. But the most important thing is it just catches on like a contagious disease. People play this thing, and they're addicted to it. And I have friends who this is what they do. This is their game. One of my friends is somebody who goes to the regionals, and he goes to the national in Indian Wells every year. And he and his wife do this together, and they play with friends. It's fascinating how many people have, you know, learned to love this game. Like my friend Mike Cooper in Dallas, he and his wife Royce, they're out there all the time. They took me out to play, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. You know, I need a lot more work and practice, but I thought it was fun. I enjoyed it. Your machine that your company makes is like a baseball throwing machine at a batting cage, right? It throws out a pickleball and you practice with the paddle.
Yeah, same concept. We make them for a lot of sports, and 5 years ago, pickleball really started catching fire. And he said, we got to make one for pickleball, too. And, I mean, you know, we're not going to make one for a fad. I'm not going to spend the time. So once we realized it wasn't a fad and was really something that's going to catch on, we said, we got to make a machine for pickleball, too.
A lot of people that like to play this game are not like you two guys that are young, but they're older. They're senior citizens. Why do you think that phenom is occurring?
Well, the phenom is that so many tennis players get to an age where it becomes almost a burden. They feel that they can't move around enough on the big tennis court and with the big rackets. So they just downsize to pickleball, and all of a sudden they have a new lease on it. They want exercise, but not as much as tennis gives them, but they still want exercise, and the social element is huge in pickleball.
Do you play?
I play.
Yeah, and so how often do you play?
I play tennis very often and pickleball once in a while.
Well, why?
Because I've played tennis for a long time, and that's what I'm good at. I'm more of a tennis guy.
Yeah, and you play ping pong, yes. but you're more of a pickleball guy?
I'll consider myself a pickleball guy now because I play pretty much regularly, daily. Really.
You play ping pong as much as you play pickleball?
Not as much
not
now.
Not as much.
Now pickleball just took over.
Well, what about you? I mean,
I've been a tennis player all my life. But I like pickleball because it's easy, and it's a faster game for me. I'm getting a great workout, and it's just fun. For me, it's fun.
One of the things I think a lot of people don't realize is even if you go to your local park, and if they have like tennis courts or a basketball court, it's very likely that they have drawn lines on those courts that would be for pickleball and make them multi-purpose. And we've seen a lot of that happening in a lot of places.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just that popular, huh?
It is. Yes. I mean, the local park where I live, they converted one tennis court. They added four pickleball courts on one tennis court with lines and everything. It's all dedicated.
So, and are they always busy? Are there always people playing?
On weekends, it's super busy. Yes. And then during the week, I'm sure all the retired people are playing there Monday through Friday from 8 to 12 o'clock.
I think it's pretty amazing. I mean, I think it is interesting that people have taken to this. And, you know, I'm not sure I see a downside unless you aren't very good and you trip and you break your ankle.
No, it's very low impact. So there's very
little. You've
never
done that, huh?
No, I haven't hurt myself.
Have you hurt yourself?
Nope, not yet.
Have you hurt yourself?
No.
See, I'm the only one in this room that probably would hurt himself because I'm such a klutz. Okay, bottom line is what? How do people learn? How can people find out about pickleball lessons in their neighborhoods and their locations? I'm sure park and recreation departments have them. What would you advise people?
Just look up pickleball on the internet, and you'll find the U.S. Pickleball Association. They have pickleball ambassadors who help – will help you to find people to play with and places for you to play. And a lot of, like I said, a lot of the local places. My hometown had just added a pickleball court, and people are clamoring for more. And every Saturday that you can come out, you could come out and get a instruction for a little while.
Where's your city?
In La Cañada.
You're in La Cañada.
La Cañada. And so they actually have every Saturday they have free rackets and balls to use and an instructor that will help you learn. And then you can play.
Wow. All right. Anything you'd like to say? Final thoughts?
Just that pickleball is fun. You're getting great workouts. You're meeting new people, so it's very social. But on top of that, it's very competitive. In fact, James and I and another employee at Sports Tutor, we play matches almost every day, each other. So we love the competitiveness of the sport.
And, you know, if you want to find out more about pickleball in action, I think YouTube probably is a great resource to watch, you know.
No, there's a lot of it there. I mean, I have to thank my friends Mike and Royce Cooper for introducing it to me. Otherwise, I'm not sure if I'd know about it or not. But it's pretty interesting. The most important thing I'd like to know, and I'll ask each one of you, do you like pickles?
No. In fact, no, I don't.
Do you like pickles?
I love pickles.
You love pickles.
I love pickles.
Thanks for joining us. If you haven't already, subscribe to our podcast, What the Hal? And we'll see you next time.